The New York Times reported earlier this week that health insurance exchanges for small businesses would be delayed until 2015 in the states where the federal government is running the program. The exchanges are mandated by the Affordable Care Act and were originally targeted for implementation in January 2014. Some states, including Vermont, are creating their own exchanges. Vermont Healthcare Reform Director Robin Lunge explains that the federal government is narrowing the ways employers can offer plans to employees, and there will be a delay in the choice of plans in the federally controlled exchanges. Lunge adds that Vermont is on track with its plan, and the federal delay will have no impact.
Doing a state-based exchange does provide the state with more flexibility and more autonomy in terms of the structure of the state exchange and does provide some buffer for those sorts of federal delays. There are still connections between the state exchange and some of the federal data. For example, there are connections with the IRS so that people can access the federal premium tax credit. So it's not like it's completely independent, but it does allow us more flexibility.
Vermont Campaign for Healthcare Security Executive Director Peter Sterling is certain the federal delay will have no impact on Vermont's implementation of a healthcare exchange.
Right after the Affordable Care Act passed, Vermont made the decision to create its own healthcare exchange, and that gives Vermont direct control over the products that will be available when enrollment begins in October, and of course when the benefits actually begin in January of 2014. The decision coming down from the federal government is primarily affecting states that have chosen not to implement their own exchange and are allowing the federal government to do one for them. So Vermont is in a good position because it's chosen to create its own healthcare exchange.
Although the delay in the 33 states where the federal government controls exchanges should not impact Vermont, many businesses are confused. According to Vermont Businesses for Social Responsibility Executive Director Andrea Cohen.
The greatest challenge we have right now is getting accurate information about what is happening, when it's happening. Some states have decided to do their own exchanges, like the state of Vermont. Other states have decided to use the federal exchange. Some businesses, you know, are multi-state, so they're trying to navigate what's happening in different states. That said, currently different states have different regulatory schemes, so they're already trying to figure that out. I think VBSR is looking to get beyond this until we are in a universal system where we're all in the same pool. The exchanges and this transition is just a short-term scenario.
Vermonters for Healthcare Freedom is a group opposed to the state's plan to move to a single-payer healthcare system. Founder and President Darcy Johnston calls the federal delay a warning that Vermont officials should heed.
We have the same IT company that the federal government's using to put their federal exchange in place, and they've been working on it longer than they have in Vermont, and this is why the Vermont exchange should be voluntary for all, and if it works, great, and it's a fabulous system, then people will go to it. But people should not be mandated into a system that we have no idea whether it's going to work or not, and making it voluntary will give us a plan B.
Vermont plans to begin enrolling people in its exchange in October, and on Monday released proposed rates for the plan. I'm Pat Bradley, WAMC News.